Please, Abraham. Thank you.
Not a problem.
Hi, Abraham.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you doing today?
Good. Not too bad. Hopefully I could be better. Let's see what you got for me.
All right. That's what I like to hear. So, Abraham, my name's Jesse. I'm the specialist in the department that handles pricing for your area. Okay. How's your day going so far, though?
Good so far. Can't complain.
Okay. So, now, did Scott, my mapping coordinator, did he do a good job of kind of outlining the basics of the program?
Absolutely.
Okay, wonderful. So, I'm just kind of doing a quick scan of your company here, see what kind of advertising you're doing so far. Don't really see a lot for you online other than this HomeAdvisor listing. Is that correct?
Yeah, I'm on HomeAdvisor, I'm on Thumbtack, I'm on all the, you know, lead apps. I'm not really too fond of them. I mean, Thumbtack I'm happy with, but Angie's, HomeAdvisor, I'm not really happy with them. You know, I explained to your counterpart that, you know, leads that come from there are usually bogus leads, and that I wasn't too happy with because, you know, you pay top dollar in Angie's, but you go to Thumbtack, you pay half the price. And, you know, you get way more quality leads.
Right, right. I've actually heard that, you know, most people actually like Thumbtack more than HomeAdvisor or Angie's leads. So, so far it's been kind of hit and miss with them. I mean, you have some reviews, so it looks like you've gotten some jobs in them from them, correct?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. What, from Angie?
Yeah, uh-huh.
No, those leads were from other clients. I just have them, you know, send me a review because, you know, it just looks a little better.
Oh, okay.
I have way more reviews on Thumbtack. Most of those were actual jobs that I got from Thumbtack.
Okay. Well, Abraham, the major benefit, though, just so you know, in the position does lie within the exclusivity portion. So once we begin to work with you on the first page of Google and Bing, we'll close out the category and we won't be able to work with anyone else in your territory who does what you do. Okay.
Okay.
So, you know, just to kind of get into the price, now I do have a couple of different options for you. It really just is a matter of how aggressive you're trying to be with your marketing. So, now are you trying to take on a lot of jobs more quickly or, you know, kind of just wanting to, you know, a steady flow, kind of get your name out there? It's really just a matter of what you're looking for your marketing.
Let's start with a steady flow. Let's, you know, start small. I don't always like to just jump right into things.
Okay.
I like to start slow. I mean, believe me, I'm already booked up, but I could always hire more people to take on more work. And that's what I'm looking to do. I was actually planning to do that anyways. I just hadn't gotten around to it. So, I'm glad you guys called, first of all. So that helped me out a little bit. But, you know, let's see what the pricing is, and, you know, we could see if we could go from there, you know?
Okay, absolutely. So then just from hearing that, then, Abraham, I think what would be a great start for you would be our pro package. Now, that package is going to be $199 month to month. The first month, it does come with a one-time setup fee of $99 just to cover the initial programming. So it would be $298 to start and then $199 going forward. Now, that is going to be a flat, fixed monthly rate. That price will never go up on you as long as you're with us, okay?
Okay.
So what that is going to include for you, Abraham, that is going to be for your Google local optimization setup, therefore that spotlight position on the map section of Google for up to 15 keyword phrases. We are going to submit your company with the most popular directory listings like Yelp, Yahoo, BBB, White Pages, Yellow Pages, Chamber of Commerce. It's going to be initial content creation and placement on Bing, and then we give you exposure to mobile devices, including iPhones, Androids, tablets, and voice-activated systems like Alexa. So we're literally going to cover all your bases, okay?
Okay, and how does that help me with Alexa and all those, you know, handheld devices? What is that?
So it's basically like if somebody's going to look on their their phone, right, on their Google Maps, Apple Maps, you know, whichever one of those, and they're going to search for any type of plastering, tile, painting, any type of the services you offer, then you would pop up there as a business for them to go to. Okay. And for Alexa, it would just be like, Alexa, find me somebody who does painting. And then you would be one of the businesses that would pop up. Does that kind of make sense?
Perfect. Makes a lot of sense. I love it. Okay.
Okay, yeah, because it
so
is different.
How long would it take for me to get on the first page of Google? I mean, I know it doesn't happen overnight. How long does that take?
That's a great question. So just to kind of run down how everything is going to work. So first off, though, now, Scott, he had put here in the notes that you have a website, but when I pull up this website, it doesn't actually bring me to anything. Is this something that you have, like, in the process or...
So my website is legit. It's just, I think he plugged it in wrong. It's actually Renzi Renovate. Shoot, I gotta check. I think it's Renzi Renovate. I forget my website. I think it was .org, but let me check .com first. Yeah, it's RenziRenovate.com.
Okay. Let's see. Because I do see your Facebook for Renzi Renovate, but...
Yeah, I haven't used any social media in years. I mean, that's old, old stuff. I haven't even logged into those accounts in ages.
Oh, really? Okay. So the website that you have, did you make this yourself, or...?
No, somebody who was freelancing kind of did it for me for free. Something that I paid for the domain and all that stuff, and that was it. He kind of just did everything for me.
Okay, and just to clarify, I mean, how happy are you with this website?
I'm fairly happy with it right now.
Okay.
But if you think that I need to, you know, update it or, you know, do something different with it, then maybe we can discuss that in the future. I want to take it one step at a time. I don't want to jump into, you know, a whole bunch of expenses right now.
Well, so, I mean, a website is something I can include at no additional cost. That's the only reason why I'm asking. So I just sent you a text message, Abraham, of, like, a website. So keep in mind, the text I sent you was a customer of ours that's been with us for 4 years. And they're a landscaper, so yours would look different, obviously, since you do different services.
Right.
but at least you can get an idea of a website that isn't included in the package. So that's why I was just kind of wondering for the timeline. So, sorry, excuse me, I just got something stuck in my throat. So basically, from 1 to 3 days, we're going to set you up for your client interview. So basically, all I'm doing today is taking payment, setting you up for the program. I'm going to send you a written invoice so you have everything in writing. Then we're going to set you up for a client interview. That phone call will take about 20 to 30 minutes, depending on how many questions you have, you know, just kind of the rundown, get more information about your company. From 5 to 7 days, you're going to get your reporting dashboard. This is where they're actually, you're going to be able to see the keywords you're listed for, how many clicks you're receiving, and even the location of the searches that are performed. And then we're also going to submit your company with a directory listing. So then from 7 to 14 days, we'll be able to get this website up and running. And then from 30 to 45 days, everything will begin to appear there on that first page. Okay?
It's going to take about 30 to 40 days to show up on the first page. That's basically what you're saying?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That's not too bad. I've heard it takes a lot longer than that, but okay.
Yeah, so industry standard for it is 60 to 90 days, but because we're actually partnered with Google, we're able to do it in about half that time. So, Okay. So, yeah, you know, just be most people that, you know, anyways, never mind. So Abraham, though, I'm sure this is something that you want to go ahead and set up then, right?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, you guys seem very plausible. I just checked out your website. It seems legit. I just hope I'm not buying anything that I'm going to get screwed for, you know. One more question before we move on, actually.
Yeah.
I'm not paying anything other than this monthly fee, right? I would just receive phone calls, receive work.
Yes.
And all I'm paying for is that monthly fee. That's it.
Absolutely. So it would be, again, the $298 today and then the $199 next month. So there's no hidden fees, no taxes. No lead charges, nothing like that. If you get higher paying jobs, more jobs, whatever it may be, we don't want a cut of that. So it will always stay that flat fixed monthly rate. Now, the only time it would change in price is if you chose to add things to it. So, you know, if you wanted to do, like, Facebook ads or Google ads or any of those things, that would be an extra cost.
Okay, and how much would that cost?
So the Facebook ads are going to be an extra $100, so that would be $299 month to month. And then we have the Google ads, which is above the map section. That would be $499 month to month. We also do have 3-month packages and 6-month packages that save you, you know, a month or 2 months off the price. So you can do Facebook ad, like a 3-month package for $700, and then the Google ad package, which would be $900. I mean, you can always add both, right? I mean, you can always do, like, Google ads and then do an extra $100 towards Facebook ads. You know, so there's different options, kind of.
Instagram ads or things like that?
Instagram is unfortunately not something we do, no.
All right, and by doing do you recommend doing the Facebook ads or do you recommend doing the Google ads more? I mean, which one would you prefer? Like, if you were me in my shoes, what would you pick?
If I were you in your shoes, I mean, I would do Google Ads. I mean, that's just what I would do. you know, because it is really when anybody, especially I would say for your particular industry, when people are looking for your services, they're going to Google to do that. Now, the Facebook ads, what's great about Facebook ads is it's what's called retargeting. So it's basically if anybody is looking for your services anywhere online and they go to Google, you'll be an ad that will be popping up in their news feed. But it also is a great way to build brand awareness. Now, more turning into jobs, I would say that Google ads would be a better option for that. that's just, you know, what I've seen in my personal experience. And if I owned a business, I would do Google ads. That's what I would do if I owned a business. That's why I work here. I love Google.
so which one, like, what's the difference in price between Facebook and Google ads?
So, like I was saying, so the Facebook ads would be $299 month to month. The first month for that package, if you're doing the month to month, it does come with a one-time setup fee of $99. So it would be $398 to start. The Google ad package, it is $4.99 month to month. I can go ahead and waive that setup fee, but if you wanted to save a whole month, essentially, and do a 3-month package for the Facebook ads, it would be $700, and for the 3-month package for the Google ads, it would be $900. So that saves you an entire month.
Okay, but I'm still paying $900 a month?
No, it would be $900 for 3 months.
Oh, for total for 3 months.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh. Okay. And that's the $900 is Google and Facebook together.
No. So it's only Google. So if you wanted to do the Facebook ads on top of that, it would be like an extra $100 or something. I would need to check with my manager, but it would be like an extra $100, $200 for the 3 months.
Okay, but being that it's 3 months and it's going to take 40 days to get my name on the first page of Google, so that first 3 months, is it even worth it for me to, you know, start that right now? Maybe I should do it after my name is on the first page of Google?
Well, see, this is the thing, Abraham, that, you know, which is why I was asking how aggressive you're wanting to be with your marketing, because with the Google ads, it actually, we can have those up and running within 7 to 14 days. So either Facebook ads or Google ads, those will be up and running and on the first page within 7 to 14 days.
Oh, 7 to 14 days I started with the Google ads.
Yes, or the Facebook ads.
Oh, wow. Okay. Everything okay? Okay, sorry about that.
No, are you there with your kids?
Yes, I'm sorry.
No, how old are your kids? Are they younger?
One is a year, 13 months old, and the other one is on the way. So.
Oh, what good ages! they're going to be so close in age. That'll be so great for them when they're older, you know. I don't have kids myself. I'm just, you know, I have nephews, which is great because I get to take them and give them back. Okay. that's really the best part. Yeah.
That means I don't know what to do. All right. So we pay basically $1,000 if I do both together. I'll be on the first page within 15 days, and I'll be seeing Dolly's method, like, you know, almost right away, correct?
Well, within the 7 to 14 days, yeah.
After the 14 days, I'll start seeing volume.
Yes, so you will start seeing so you'll see initially on your reporting dashboard all the activity going on. Now with any advertising at Abraham, I cannot guarantee you anything, right? I mean, that's just, right. If anybody is guaranteeing you anything, they're just trying to get your business, right? But I would definitely say for your particular area, you know, there's a lot of business to be had, and people are going to Google to do that. So let's say, okay, let me just say for what, I mean, home improvements is kind of a pretty broad array of things. Like, what is your, like, bread and butter? What do you typically do the most?
I do the most of kitchens and bathrooms.
Like,
and
remodel?
Home remodeling. Right.
Okay, so
I do
for home...
Of, you know, full home remodels. You know, I'm not building new houses or anything like that. I'm just remodeling, you know, new sheetrock, new painting, new tiles, new kitchens, new bathrooms, hardwood floors, you know, all the interior stuff we do.
Okay. Let's see. So for, let's just say home remodels. I know that's a pretty broad statement, but for home remodels, it looks like there were 1,213 searches done in the last 30 days on that keyword. So the way that we'll be able to capture a percentage of those searches is by marketing towards your peak business hours of the day and then having that on both computer and mobile devices. Now, it's especially important to have it on there when people are looking for it the most. So having it on the Google Ads section and the map section, so the map section will be constant, right? And once you're on the first page, it will be constantly anytime somebody is looking for your services. But the great thing about the Google Ads section is we'll specifically be able to target and market towards when people are mostly looking for those services. Does that kind of make sense?
Okay. It makes sense. Makes a lot of sense. All right. Shoot. All right. I'm willing to go with the Facebook and the Google Ads.
Okay.
And what about cancellation? I mean, let's say I start... Am I allowed to cancel without a fee or anything like that? Like, I don't want to be binded to something that, you know, isn't really working for me.
Absolutely. So after, do you want to do the 3-month package?
Yeah, I think it's $1,000 with the Facebook and the Google thing, correct?
Okay, let me just, 1 second, let me just for sure double check that. Hold on.
Okay.
Hold on 1 second. So, and basically, if you pay for the 3-month package, after that, you just need to let customer service know 3 days before your next billing is due. So there is no cancellation fees, nothing like that. You know, we are a performance-based company, so we actually want to earn your business. So after that 3-month period, then, yeah, there would never be any cancellation fees or anything like that.
Okay,
so it would be, so I just checked with him, it's what I thought, so it would be an extra $100. So it would be the, so he's kind of saying that it would be kind of, here's what he's saying. So he's saying it's kind of like, his statement was a la carte. So it's kind of, however you want to do it. If you want to just add 100 for that, for 1 month, or if you want to do 300 for the 3 months. So, if you want to just do the Facebook ads for a month and then add another 200 later on, or, but it's $100 extra for each month, basically.
Now, when you do Facebook ads, that's not directing them to, like, my Facebook, correct?
Well, you already have
them to
So, you already have a Google Business Profile. Now, with the Google ads, the Google Business Profile, so, the way that it works, basically, I'm sure you know since you have this. I know you said you haven't used it in forever, but at some point you used it, right? I mean, it looks like your last post was in 2019, so it's definitely been a minute.
Right.
Do you have access to it? Do you still know how to log into it?
I'm checking right now. I do not think so.
Okay.
I don't even know how to get on there.
Okay. So we can create you an entirely new Facebook business profile. But basically the way it works is it's connected to your personal Facebook. So the Facebook business profile, when it says in the top right-hand corner, it'll say send message. So people have the ability to be able to send a message, and that would be directed to your personal Facebook, or there's also the options to be able to call you because, you know, there's your phone number on your there, your email, you know, the services you provide, all of that. So when they see the ad, they'll be able to either click on it directly and message you straight from there, or they'll be able to go to that the Facebook business profile and call you.
Okay.
Does that kind of make sense?
Okay, so you would link it to my personal profile, which probably would be better, correct?
Yes. Well, it has to. So in order to have a business Facebook profile, it has to be linked to a personal Facebook, which would have to be yours.
Okay, so I do have the profile, the business profile connected to my personal account. However, I don't know how to access it. So how do we do that? How do we go about that?
Well, so if you don't have, so you're saying you don't have access to your personal Facebook either?
No, I have access to my personal. I just don't know how to get onto my business profile.
So for your business profile, either we can create you an entirely new one, or you can, and I mean, you would basically just have to go to it and, you know, press forget password and get a new password and log in for it type of thing.
Okay.
You know,
I think it's best that we start new because I don't even know what's on that old one, and I don't want to bring back, you know, old pictures and all that old stuff. I'd rather just start fresh and start new.
Okay.
In that aspect.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of agree. I mean, you know, it doesn't look like you have much on there anyway, so you know, there's no harm in starting over. You know, of course we can always use, you know, pictures that you have already to add to there. So, okay. So then you want to do basically the 3 months with the 3 months of Facebook, or do you want to just do 1 month?
I want to do the 3 months of Facebook and the 3 months of Google Ads, and then the, you know, the $199, I think it was, to, you know, continue the Google, you know, put me on the first page of Google and whatever else comes with that.
Okay. So let me just break it down. So it's going to be, the total is going to be, The total is going to be $1,200, okay? So for after the 3 months, just to let you know, if you don't renew for another 3 months, then it will go down to $5.99. So that would be the $4.99 with the $100 Facebook ads on top of that. So that would be $5.99 month to month. So that's it'll go to that $5.99 month to month. Okay.
Unless I don't care.
Yeah, if you don't cancel or if you don't, you know, let them know that you want to renew again for another 3 months.
Okay.
Okay, so
okay,
and just to go. Oh well, I will send you all that information. So the second I sign you up, It'll automatically send you the phone number. I'm going to send you my extension and phone number. I'll send you a 6-minute YouTube video of exactly how the program works. Here, or the reporting dashboard. I'll actually just text this all to you right now.
Yep.
So, here's the dashboard. Whenever you get the chance, my extension and phone number. And then once we sign you up, it automatically sends you the 877 number again. But the 877 number, I always suggest just save that in your phone anyway, because that's the number they'll be calling you from for the client interview. Okay?
Okay. Well, funny you know that. YouTube video you sent me says it's no longer available.
Let me see. Really? Hold on.
Yeah.
I just watched it the other day. So weird. Hold on.
It says that the uploader closed their YouTube account.
Okay. Hold on. Wait.
Where are you guys based out of?
We're in California, in Orange County.
Okay.
Are you familiar with California at all?
Very little.
Okay. yeah, I've never been to New York. I have a ton of friends there, and I've always wanted to go, but it seems like you guys are dealing with the expenses the same way we are. Everything is just
right.
So expensive now. I see videos of people that are posting, like, literal shoe boxes that are, like, $6,000 in New York.
It's true.
I don't know how true that is, though. Is it true?
It's true.
Okay. Yeah. Here, it's not quite that bad. I would say, like, studios, though, are going for about 2,000 that are, like, 500 square feet. I mean, rooms for rent are, like, $1,000, which is pretty insane.
Yeah. Yeah, it's the same here.
So... And is that, like, right where you are, or is that only in New York City? Is rent pretty bad where you are as well?
Rent is probably a little less than New York City. However, it's still high up there. I mean, you're talking about a 3-bedroom for $3,600 a month. All utilities are, you know, on the tenant.
Okay.
So it's pretty expensive.
Okay, so I guess for some reason they have to renew it. I'm really sorry. This has literally never happened to me before. So they just have to renew the video. But I will definitely make sure that I at least email that to you once they get that renewed. And they'll definitely in your client interview will be going over your dashboard and how all of that works as well. So
okay, not a problem.
But you have my extension and phone number already, so, and at any point, Abraham, in the future, if you have any questions or anything like that, you definitely can always reach out to me. So, let's see. So, let's go ahead and get this set up here. So, Abraham, just to clarify, your first name is spelled A-B-R-A-H-A-M?
Yes.
Okay, do you have a middle initial?
No.
Okay, and a last name?
Inabi, I-N-N-A-B-I.
I-N-N, two N's?
Yes.
Okay, A-B-I, right? Okay, and then what is the best email for you?
A-B-Y.
Uh-huh.
I-N-N-A-B-I at gmail.com.
Okay. Perfect. And is this going to be always the best phone number to get you on?
Absolutely. It's my only phone number.
Okay. and let's see here. So is the best address for you, is it going to be the 122 Cluny Avenue?
Clooney, yeah. So
Clooney.
That's my private house. I don't know if I want that all over Google.
So we absolutely don't have to list that on Google. There's a lot of businesses that don't have a brick and mortar. So this is just to send out your PIN verification. So Google is going to mail you a six-digit PIN verification that will come in the mail just to verify that you have an address and that you're not just, you know, in a P.O. box or out of a car or something like that, right? So
not a problem.
Okay, so right now I'm just going to go ahead and get some basics about your company, Abraham, for your client interview. So how long or what are your hours of operation?
9 to 5.
Monday through Sunday?
Monday through Saturday.
Okay. And do you have a logo for your company, or do you want us to create you one?
I created one. You could probably see it on my website if you look at it. That's my logo. If you feel like I need to change that, then I might be willing to do that. I would just have to buy new attire. But, yeah, I would definitely take a look at that. Tell me if you, you know, what you think.
Okay, yeah. So I wasn't actually, well, no, here. Never mind, I did find that, your website. It's under the different one. I forget what the logo was, though. I just had that pulled up. One second.
Yeah, it's RenzyRenovate.com.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Oh, and, you know, so just to kind of go over that, too. So do you want to keep your company name as Renzy Home Improvements or Renzy Renovate?
Yeah, I think Renzy's Home Improvements is the best route because, you know, it's already established and I've already created some type of branding here. I'd like to keep it.
Okay. Okay. I mean, you have, like, licensing under one of the other company name?
I only have one company name, and yes, it's that my license is under that name.
The home improvement one, right?
Renzy's Home Improvement.
Okay. Okay. All right. So, and what forms of payment do you take? Cash, card, Zelle, Cash App, Venmo?
Don't take card. I do have the option through my Chase business account to take card for, I think it's 4%. But most of my clients refuse to pay that.
Okay. All right. And then, so do you want to add anybody as an authorized user to the account? Do you have any type of partner or spouse or anything?
No.
Okay.
No, that'll...
All right. So, and then the best form of contact, is that going to be phone, text, email, all the above?
Phone, text, yeah, that should be okay.
Okay. And then, are you just primarily, servicing the, Yonkers area? I mean, he had put here that you're kind of going to Westchester County, right?
Yeah. I do work all over Westchester County. However, there are certain areas of Westchester County that I refuse to go to. I mean, it's just way too far.
Okay.
So, I like to stick to certain areas of Westchester.
Okay. Okay. All right. And then, it's completely optional and included, but would you be interested in a call tracking number at all, Abraham? This is just basically a number that's listed online that's not your personal phone number, but it does go to your personal number. It also comes with an app as well.
Is that free?
Yeah, it's included.
Okay, isn't that better so I'm not getting spam calls all the time?
Yes, it is way better, especially for that. Here, I'm going to go ahead and send you the application for it. Just have that filled out. It's like 1 second. You just put in your email and phone number and have that ready for your client interview, okay?
Okay, not a problem.
All right. And so, but in creating a new website, right, do you want us to keep your domain name, your current one?
I mean, unless you could think of something better, sure. I mean, it's really up to you.
Okay. All right. Okay. Okay. And then let's go ahead. Well, okay. Why don't we start off with like 5-6 keywords that you want to give me right now, like services you offer.
Remodel. I mean, like, what type of keywords would I be giving? I mean, like, do I put down tile? Do I put down sheetrock? Like, I mean, what are keywords that I'm supposed to be listing?
Yeah, so you can, I mean, these are just to kind of help out for your client interview. They'll get all of the keywords that you want to be listed for, but just to kind of give them an idea of kind of the things that you're doing. So, I mean, remodel, I put kitchen remodel, just home remodeling. But if there's anything like real main services that can kind of help them out for doing that, I mean, that's pretty much it, right, for you?
I'm sorry, can you repeat that? I lost you for a second.
Oh, okay. Can you hear me now?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, so this is just to kind of help out for your client interview so they have an idea of the services that you're offering. So I'll go ahead and put that in, just remodeling, kitchen remodeling, home and remodeling, unless there's any other, like, bathroom. Okay, bathroom.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. All right, and, okay, perfect. So then let's go ahead and schedule your client interview.
Okay.
Let's see what I have available. One second. Okay. So, all right. So, I do have, are you more of, well, okay, I mostly just have mornings available tomorrow as early as 10 a.m. Want to do Monday, tomorrow?
No, I'm actually away for the weekend.
Okay. You want to do Monday?
You know what? Let's do tomorrow, actually. And what time would that be?
10 a.m.
Let's do it for 10 a.m.
Okay. So it's going to be from 10 to 11. It's not going to take an hour. Just allow an hour in case they're finishing up with someone before you. Okay?
Okay. Not a problem.
All right.
You guys would call me.
Yes. So they're going to be calling you from the 877 number that I sent you. So, like I always said, I always, just kind of encourage people to save that 877 number in their phone, you know, just because a lot of people don't tend to answer 877 numbers, so it's better to just have it there.
That would be 10 a.m. my time.
yes, so it would be 7 our time and 10 a.m. your time.
Okay, not a problem.
Okay, so perfect. So the next thing that I'm going to do is just go ahead and get payment, and then I'm going to read a voice verification and then have you sign your invoice. The invoice will also be emailed to you as well. So let's go ahead and do that. So for the card, is it going to be MasterCard, Visa, Amex, Discover?
Visa.
Okay. So I'm ready for that card number whenever you are.
Okay, it's 4246-3153-1976-5994.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let me repeat it back to you. So it's 4246-3153-1976-5994, correct?
Yeah.
And then the expiration?
1026.
All right. And then the 3-digit code on the back.
920.
Okay, perfect. So, Abraham, the next thing, so I'm updating and processing payment. one second. One second here. Okay.
Now, while you're doing that, I set up, I'm setting up the phone thing that you sent me, and it's telling me recommended apps and all this stuff. Like, do I have to download all of this?
Are you talking about on our website, or where exactly are you talking about?
No, through Google. Through Google, like for the phone thing that, you know, so that way nobody calls me on my
line. For the call tracking number, you will have to download that app to have the call tracking number. I mean, you could still have that number and it'll still be directed to your personal line if you don't want the app. But the app just kind of shows you everybody who's called you. It has your voicemail set up on there, all of that. So the app is, it's just a helpful tool, so.
Okay, not a problem.
All right, so so that's all done. So let's go ahead and read this voice verification. So, Abraham, it's welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance and is to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. So to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Renzi's Home Improvements.
Okay, please state your name and title within the business.
Abraham and Nabi, my title is owner.
Okay, so, and then you're an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
All right, and you're authorized to enter into agreement on behalf of this business, correct?
Absolutely.
Okay, so, Abraham, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. So we will never call you asking for more money, and if any other marketing companies do call you, just go ahead and let them know you're already working with us, okay? I'm sorry.
No, I didn't say anything. I just said
Oh, okay. Sorry, you kind of cut out a little bit. do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash within a 24-hour period?
Sure.
And so, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, if you do any other online marketing, which you won't need to while you're with us, just let us know, okay?
Okay, not a problem.
So your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged in today's date of July 14th, 2022, and the amount of $1,200. This will be with the whole package that we've discussed. So when the term is completed, which will be October 14th, it will automatically renew for the $599. So that's going to be with the Google Ads and Facebook ad package. So you may discontinue your agreement at any time after that point just by contacting client support to prevent your charges from the next month of service. So contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due in order to prevent those charges from happening. Okay?
Okay.
So do you, Abraham, agree and understand to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So that's all done.
What was the date that I have to call by to cancel?
October 14th. So the next payment would go up on October 14th, 2022.
Okay.
Yeah, so I mean, if you want to write down that day, that, you know, might be helpful. But I know you're not going to be going anywhere anyway, so.
No, I'm not going anywhere. I just... You know, if I wanted to cancel the additional, you know, unless I'm making a shit ton, I really don't care, you know?
Yeah,
extra month for the Facebook and all that stuff, you know, the additional Google ads. But I'm not going to cancel my, the $199 per month. I'm not going to cancel that ever. I mean, why would I, right?
Right.
But I'm talking about the additional fees. That's what I would be canceling, correct?
Yes. Right. You can, and then it's also just important to remember that date anyway, Abraham, in case you want to renew for another 3 months to kind of save on the cost as well. So, that's all done. So, Abraham, the next thing I'm going to do with you is you should have received a few text messages, like I had said just now. Do you see one that says, Abraham, thank you for choosing Local Splash?
Let me see. Yes.
Okay, perfect. So do me a favor. You can go ahead and put me on speakerphone. Go ahead and open up that link that says My Local Splash, and then it has your phone number. Now, this is going to take you to the terms of experience. You can take a minute, look this over, or take your time, however long you need. When you're done with looking it over, just do me a favor, scroll to the bottom of that, and then press the little white box that says I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer of the credit card. And then in the orange box, type your name out. And when you're done with that, press confirm signature. Just go ahead and let me know when you're done with that, okay?
1 second. So it says, Dear Abraham, now be welcome to Local Splash. Then there's on the bottom, access your dashboard. Is that where you want me to click?
Wait, so at the top, does it say Local Splash Terms of Experience?
No, it says, welcome to Local Splash, and then the other email I got was Local Splash Initial Invoice. That's all I got, 2 emails.
Oh, no, so this was texted to you.
Oh, okay, hold on, let me check that. Thank you for choosing Local Splash. Okay, and then there's a link. You want me to click
Yes.
Correct? Okay.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Okay, here we go. All right, services, directory submissions. Where am I going?
Okay, so this is everything that we discussed in writing. And you're on the local splash terms of experience, right? Just making sure.
Okay. So it's the local bundle, that's $500. Google advertising, that's $400. Facebook ads, $300, that's equivalent to the $1,200 that we discussed.
Yes.
Then it's Google advertising and local bundles, that's going to be equivalent to almost $500 for every 3 months after that.
At 3 months and monthly after. So it's after that, it would be month to month. So actually, the monthly cost after that doesn't actually include the Facebook ads. You would have to renew it for that. I didn't put that in to renew for that.
Right.
It would just be the $499, actually, that it would renew for that after the 3 months, which would be the $499.
But I would always be paying $499 all the time for the rest of my life.
As long as you stay with us, yeah. Mm-hmm. That price will never go up on you, as you're grandfathered into that, so... Even if, our prices go up at some point, yours will stay that for as long as you're with us.
Okay. Not a problem. I just did that. Now it's asking me for a username and password.
Okay, perfect. You're quick. So this is going to be for your reporting dashboard. You'll get the login credentials for that emailed to you within 5 to 7 business days. Okay?
Okay.
So
I don't have any access to that just yet.
No, so they just need to put that together. So it takes about 5 to 7 business days. I've seen it happen a little quicker than that, though. But, that's when you'll get the login for that. Okay?
So now, once everything is set up and on Google and I'm on the first page, how do I search that I'm on the first page so I could see it firsthand? Do I just type in remodel and my name pops up?
Yes. So you'll be able to search any of the keywords that you're listed for, and then you'll be popping up.
Okay, not a problem. Just wanted to ask. That's all.
Yeah.
Is there anything else I need to get done before tomorrow morning?
No, you don't need anything. Just the knowledge of your company. Have that at least for the call tracking number filled out. The only thing that might be helpful for them tomorrow is to have your personal Facebook URL. But otherwise, I have everything else set up. So.
Okay. Not a problem.
Yeah.
You guys would be doing website and all that stuff, correct?
Yes, so the website, and everything. I mean, everything that you got is we're literally taking care of everything up for you online, other than Instagram. That's the only thing.
Okay, not a problem.
So.
Perfect. That's perfect. They'll handle that for me tomorrow, correct?
Yeah, we're going to get that started for you tomorrow, definitely. So,
okay.
Again,
perfect.
That phone call will take about 20 to 30 minutes, maybe even 40, you know, just depending on how many questions and input and all of that you have. It'll be between 10 and 11, just in case they're finishing up with someone before you. They try to have it as close to that beginning time as possible, though. So, and they'll be calling from the 877 number. So, just to reiterate all of that, okay?
Perfect. Thank you. I appreciate your call. I'm excited.
Yeah, me too. I'm super excited for you too, Abraham. And, you know, I'm so grateful to be the first person to welcome you to the local Splash family. So, you know, and again, you do have my extension and phone number, so if you have any questions in the future, you can definitely always reach out to me at any point, okay?
Okay. Thank you so much. I appreciate the call.
All right. Thanks a lot, Abraham. Have a great rest of your day.
You too. Enjoy.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.